Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Ownership saw the failures of these two collaborating on things almost as clearly as we saw it. And now, how do they go about rectifying that? I don't think that there's a rush to find your football. Like, and I know that people are now, like, everyone thinks that they have cracked the code and they're going to throw a name out there for a head coaching candidate. I'm more concerned with the overall structure of how the Bears football operation goes. The head coach to me is probably secondary or maybe even tertiary to me. I want to hear what he has to say about how the Bears are going to be run and what lessons were learned. Like, what were the lessons that were learned from what's been a failure the last three seasons? And with Pace, overall, his tenure was a failure. So what lessons did you learn? And did you learn to ask better questions about how your football operation is being run?
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Thanks to everyone who filled in last week. I much appreciate it. Here we go, y'all! Mason! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a ton of football to discuss. Who knows? Maybe there'll be some breaking news on the Bears before we are all said and done. I walk away for a week, and everything falls apart for the Chicago Bulls. We will talk about that. We will talk about the Bears hiring process. And Herbie and I have put together what we think is going to be a very cathartic segment of the show for Bears fans. That'll be coming up around 12:40. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. Then we're going to talk about the Bulls. Julia Poe of the Tribune is going to join me to talk about what's happened to the Bulls over the last 9 games. We will do that next here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Just be aggressive. Play with confidence. You know, not worry if a shot here and there don't go. Keep playing. Keep the confidence high. But for the most part, just had an energy defensively. You know, lock in defensively, depending on one another, so we could get on transition, get easier shots. You know, I try to rely playing in half court so much against set defense. And, you know, we see shot after shot miss, and we see teams get out on transition against us. You know, it gets, you know, it could wear on you a little bit. But just keep the confidence high and just be aggressive.
The road has been really rough for the Bulls over the last 9 games. Struggle is real. And you saw it play out in last night's game against Orlando. They might get some good news today. We shall see on the injury front. But there are some bigger problems that are going on now. And the Alex Caruso injury at the hands, literally, of Grayson Allen is also problematic. Julia Poe's been doing a really good job of covering the Bulls for the Tribune. You should check out her work in the Tribune. She joins me now on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Julia, nice to meet you virtually again.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so nice to be on. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you jumping on, and I know that this has been a really weird stretch of games for the Bulls because you have guys that are coming in and out of the lineup because of injuries, and then you have what happened with Alex Caruso on Friday and some blowout losses for the Bulls. When the Bulls talk about what their issues have been, what have they said that they point to on things that need to improve?
Certainly. I mean, I think the easiest thing to look at, obviously, is shooting percentage. That's been down in a really bad way the last few games. Obviously, that Milwaukee game was a real low point in terms of accuracy. But really, since Lonzo Ball and Zach LaVine have been injured, we've seen just kind of a dip across the board in how efficient shooting has been. But honestly, it's been the defensive end that I think has most consistently been drawing concern from Billy Donovan all the way down through his players. And that even started back during the win streak. It's just kind of a slippage that has happened across the team. And obviously, Ball and Caruso not being in is only exacerbating what's kind of been a team-wide concern for the last 20 games or so.
No, you're right about that. We've seen the bad nights behind the arc, too, which have been a struggle for them. I don't know if you saw this in your timeline last night or the last couple of games, but Vooch is becoming a villain to Bulls Nation. And I'm trying to figure out whether or not he, because it felt like he had gotten himself to a place where he felt really comfortable as the third option on this team. And if we're seeing him have to transition back to being at least a second option, because Zach's not available.
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty obvious that he's carrying that pretty heavily, too. You can see it after games. Just he's frustrated with himself, trying to kind of get out of whatever, little bit of a rut that he's been in. And, you know, I think, again, shooting can feel like the obvious thing, but what he keeps coming back to is just feeling that his defensive focus just has not been hitting. And I think that sometimes it's easy to kind of miss the way that, you know, Jabronte Green, Alex Caruso, Lonzo Ball, they can help him so much on the defensive end to be able to kind of take care of things in the paint. And without that, he's having to do a lot of that big man just grinding down low in defense so much. And I think that that's kind of throwing off his rhythm when he's getting scored on one end. It's kind of taking away some of his shooting confidence. And then that just keeps building and exacerbating itself over games. So we're just kind of seeing that building. And I think headspace and just, you know, feeling like he doesn't have to do everything with DeMar DeRozan, that's going to help a lot, especially with, like you said, Zach potentially coming back and being able to kind of return to that look as a power three group rather than having to just have DeMar and Zuch do so much of it between the two of them.
Julia Polo, the Tribune, joining me here to talk about the Bulls. What's the latest on Zach and Javonte Green? Could we see them soon?
Yes, so they flew to Oklahoma City. They are with the team today, hoping to get prepped for the game tonight. They were upgraded to questionable today. So right now, it's just kind of monitoring that injury report, seeing what Billy Donovan says before the game. I would definitely expect both of them to be on some semblance of a minutes restriction, but I know in the past when Zach has come back and things, they've joked that his minute restriction is, you know, like 32 minutes because he just plays all the time for this team. So we'll see what that looks like, but definitely hopeful that if it's not tonight, it's going to be this week.
What's the balancing act that Billy Donovan has to do here with not just the minutes of guys that are coming back, but you start looking at the usage rate of DeMar DeRozan? How does he balance out making sure that the Bulls have chances to win games, but also not frying that guy right now at this point in the season?
Yeah, that's a huge thing that Billy Donovan made clear he was looking at when they kind of entered this crazy series of all these back-to-back games leading up to the All-Star break, which obviously is not even going to be that much of a break for DeRozan if things continue the way they have been. And I think when he said that, the way that he said he was looking at it is not wanting to plan in advance for any type of rest. He wants to kind of take it day by day, be talking a lot with medical staff. They don't want to have things scheduled in because clearly between COVID and injuries, you can't really plan for anything in advance right now, but it's definitely something they're looking at. And I think that's probably one of the reasons that having Javonte, having Zach come back and be available would be a huge relief. It's just being able to get him a little bit more rest in his legs.
Yeah. I mean, they're asking him to do a lot. And obviously there are some struggles there, and things were starting to look up where Friday you see the Bulls in a competitive game against Milwaukee, and then the incident happened. So what have the Bulls said about what happened with Grayson Allen and Alex Caruso?
Oh, they're mad. They're very clearly not happy. You know, I mean, Vooch and DeMar made it very, very clear that they thought that that was, a brutal injury, a really tough foul. They were, citing Grayson Allen's history. Billy Donovan came in a little bit cooler after the league announced their decision. He was trying to kind of lead that way and make it clear that he doesn't want his team to be in a retaliatory mindset by the time they see the Bucks next. But, you know, it's something that has clearly gotten under the skin of the team. And Caruso obviously is just such an important piece, not just as a player, but as a person for this team. And so I think seeing him get hurt right after he was coming back from injury, I think that just really, grinded on the team. And it's going to be something that is going to fuel them in one way or another. But I think the task for Donovan now is just to figure out how to take that in a positive direction and use it to motivate rather than to, kind of get the team down in the dumps.
You cover this team every day. So what is the impact of Alex Caruso and what are the things that make him a special teammate?
He's just such a leader. He's got that hustle mentality. I mean, he's going to be the first guy to hit the deck for a ball every single time, pretty much. And I think that also he's just helping to raise the acumen and the level of expectation for the defense and really helping to bring along some of the younger players in their defense as well. I mean, we've seen how much Ayo Dosunmu has stepped up throughout this season. And obviously that's a lot about who Ayo is, but it's also getting to, train and work with such great defensive guards as Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso. So at least having Ball in before was helpful when you had Ball or Caruso, but having neither of those defensive specialists, it just kind of takes away a little bit of that defensive edge that the Bulls were able to bring at the start of the season.
I imagine that the Bulls weren't really looking at the standings. Like, that was something that we were all doing, and I think fans were, like, excited, and they should have been. Like, seeing the Bulls at the top of the Eastern Conference is a big deal. But now when you start to look how the middle of the Eastern Conference is jumbled, with the injuries that they've had, now losing Caruso for at least another 6 weeks, is there any concern from the Bulls about where they are in the standings and the rest of the East making it difficult for them to just coast?
Yeah, you're completely correct. On both sides, I don't think that the players try to worry about it too much. Obviously, they're human. The players, coaches are going to be looking at it. I don't think that they're going to want to emphasize that concern too much in the upcoming stretch. But I always thought, even looking back when they were first, it was really important to note that they got there when the entire league was in flux because of COVID. And there were so many players out. There were all these games getting canceled. I think it was really hard to look at that and say, okay, that is definitely where this team is going to sit, even for the next week, because of all of the cancellations and everything. So right now really is that critical crunch time. I think one thing to look at that is helpful is that the next 6 or 7 games should be a little bit lighter for this team. They had to play a lot of tough matchups. That Bucks game was obviously really hard, but now they're looking at a nice long stretch of games against teams that are 500 and lower, and that is going to help a little bit as long as they can close. Obviously, you would normally think that Orlando would be one of those lighter matchups, and we saw how that went last night, but if they can take advantage of that, they are in a good position to maybe start making up some ground there from where they're at in third.
Julia, this was a treat. I'm glad that we got a chance. Maggie had introduced this via Twitter, and so I'm glad that we get a chance to hook up and talk about the Bulls, and I hope that we can do it again sometime.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Julia Poe. You should follow her on Twitter, @byjuliapoe. She's covering the Bulls now for the Tribune. So it was great. The Vooch thing has been simmering with Bulls fans for a while. It's so interesting, too, because we go from the, oh, my God, they got Nikola Vucevic last year, and that felt like the start of something. And then you're like, oh, okay, he's a good player. And maybe it was empty calories. Maybe it was Kevin Love in Minnesota when you're watching him ball out in Orlando. But the Bulls win added to it. And you go, okay, well, there's Zach and there's Vooch and there's DeMar DeRozan and there's Lonzo Ball. That knocks him down in the need category, the pecking order of the Bulls, to a place where I know I was comfortable. I was comfortable with, man, to have Vooch as your third option, that's great. You're in good shape. But I think that he struggles, and he struggled a little bit last year when it was just him and Zach. It's funny because it felt like there was a point where him and Kobe kind of got it together with a two-man game while Zach was out. But Vooch, it feels like, needs time to transition from whatever it is that you're asking him to do, to find himself, to go to the post, to play down there, to find his rhythm. The rest of the Bulls aren't shooting very well either, other than DeMar DeRozan. But you're expecting more because he's been the lead guy on a team. And he was the lead guy on a bad team. But the knives be out for Vooch. Bulls fans are ready. Don't let him miss 2 shots in a row, because they will tell you about it on Twitter.
It's not that he's necessarily missing shots. It's the shots that he's missing. They're wide open. And as Julie was saying, it's happening because of continuation from him getting dominated on defense. And it's probably not his fault. Perimeter defenders are not as good as they were. And so people can drive the lane and get anything they want off of Vucevic. And so maybe it's tiring. But wide open threes should be hit at a nice clip. I don't know what he's shooting on wide open threes, the specific number, but my anecdotal thing is like 10%. He is broke when he's shooting wide open threes. And he's a
center.
There
are some times where he just straight up misses the rim.
Yeah, it's not Russ Westbrook broke.
It's close.
But it's close. And a center should be back to the basket. Those should be secondary, maybe third.
Well, I mean,
of your shots.
The game has changed now. So I understand that the way that the rotation of the ball is going to change things, it's going to allow for open looks. But yes, I would like to see him play in the paint a little bit more because those are easier shots
to make. And he's talented. He's got great feet.
I agree.
He can pass out of a double team. I think having him with back to the basket principles for the most part will be better for the Bulls offense.
Y'all got the knives out for Vooch. We'll see. I hope that Zach and Javonte Green, like, they need more weapons with all the injuries. We'll get into the Grayson Allen stuff a little bit later on in the show, but it's a snowy day. You're stuck in traffic. You might still be stuck in traffic. I want to help make your day brighter. So, Herbie and I got together. You, the Bears fan, we've got something for you. You will want to hear it. It will make you smile. We're going to have a good time in the Schadenfreude. That's next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Perfect for a couple reasons. Area of the team that won, plus what some people are probably calling Aaron Rodgers.
His favorite word?
That I would imagine it is. You should say it like short. Welcome in. Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. Big Ant Heron is going to break down the weekend that was in the NFL. We will do that with him at 1 o'clock. But why don't we talk about Saturday night for a second? Why don't you and I have a conversation about Saturday night and what happened Saturday night and how you were able to derive some joy and satisfaction from Saturday night? You were probably rooting for the 49ers anyway, just because there's a lot of reasons, but you were probably rooting for them anyway. You don't like the Packers. You don't like that Aaron Rodgers has owned you and said he still owns you. He's a liar and a narcissist, and you're like, oh, it would be nice if he could get his comeuppance, but I'm not sure that the 49ers are going to be able to do it. And then you remember the quarterback of the 49ers grew up a Bears fan in Arlington Heights, in Jimmy Garoppolo, and that he's handsome. I just threw that in because he is. And then you're like, oh, yeah. Robbie Gould's on that team. Done. I am rooting for San Francisco. I hope that they can stay in the game long enough that it matters. And then what you got was bad Aaron Rodgers for a big portion of that game. I thought the Packers' defense played great. You had open, you had clean pockets where Aaron Rodgers wasn't making throws. You had everyone talking about, well, is the 49ers going to be able to handle playing in the cold? Like, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't play his college ball in Charleston. You ever been to Charleston in the winter? It's not fun.
Literally, they had a graphic that said, Jimmy has never played a game below 30 degrees. I'm like, the hell he hasn't.
The hell he hasn't. I imagine there was probably even a high school game that he played below 30. I mean, that season ends earlier. But still, there are November days where that's the case. But for sure, down in Charleston, and I think he played in South Dakota and stuff. It was just it was a very weird flex. And when you consider what happened to Aaron Rodgers last year at Lambeau Field, it was such a weird narrative street to stroll down. Like, Aaron Rodgers has got the advantage. What happened when Tom came there?
Or Michael Vick.
Yes! Or the 49ers, but it's just weird. It was a very strange way that people were putting this game out there for everyone.
Are the Packer weather like Bears weather?
Yes!
But they win a couple more games?
They win a lot of games in the regular season, but the idea and the concept of Packer weather in the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers at the helm doesn't really hold water. So as people were sitting there seeing had the Packers scored, I believe, if they would have scored field goal or touchdown at the end of the half, that would have been the end. But they didn't, because the special teams is atrocious. And San Francisco took advantage of it all game. It kept them in the game. It revived them. And then the good stuff happened towards the end of the game. They get a big stop. You get an opportunity to go down and win it. And who's in position to win it? Robbie Gould and Jimmy Garoppolo, the former Bear and the Bear fan. And after the game, they're high-fiving, and you can hear Jimmy G being like, bleep the Packers. Like, the 10-year-old in him came out real quick. The guy that grew up a fan of the Bears and watching specifically Aaron Rodgers, but the Packers overall dominate his team and then be able to beat them at their house, it came out real quick for Jimmy G.
Man, that feels good.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Part of my job as a talk show host here at The Score in Chicago, 30 years, Sky Point, is to help you feel good, Billy Bob Thornton. Make you feel good. So here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to let you relive what happened at the end of that game. Four different ways. Herbie, let's hit him with the game winner from the radio call of the 49ers.
Pulled down by Wisnowski. Robbie Gould has it away, and it is good! Robbie Gould has kicked the 49ers to victory here in Green Bay.
The golden leg of Robbie Gould going to an NFC championship game.
That highlight is courtesy of KNBR. Is that Bob Papa? I think that's Bob Papa on the call. He's really good. So there's that. You have that call. Now here's what I think is going to be a fairly satisfying call for Bears fans. Why? Because it's Wayne Larrabee and the arrogance of Matt Nagy. Like, it's the guy who used to call Bears games. But then was like, nah, man, I'm going to go call me some winners. I said, Bob Papa's Greg Papa. Sorry, Greg. On KNBR. So here's how Wayne Larrabee, and who's his color commentator?
I should have looked up all this stuff. I was late today. Sorry.
It's all on me. I should know this stuff. I asked you to do it. I said, anyway.
Ray Nitschke.
Fine. It's not Ray Nitschke. That would be a story. But bathe in the sadness that is Wayne Larrabee's call of the Packers season coming to an end.
It's a snap, high snap, placement made, kick end over end to the uprights, and it is good. The San Francisco 49ers advance.
This is the end of the game.
With a 13-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers on a 45-yard field goal by Robbie Gould. As time expires, a gut-wrenching, heartbreaking defeat.
That's true.
By the way, it's Larry McCarron.
Larry McCarron is the color. Can you re-rack that for a second? Here's why. There's a couple things in here. One, the groan from Larry McCarron. The other one is the referee clears a. That's the end of the game.
A low snap. Borges has popped it. It's a snap, high snap, placement made, kick end over end to the uprights, and it is good. The San Francisco 49ers advance.
This is the end of the game.
With a 13-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers on a 45-yard field goal by Robbie Gould. As time expires, a gut-wrenching, heartbreaking defeat.
Yeah, we need to isolate that. That's and that's the end of the game. You're damn right it is. How about how it sounded nationally? The end of Aaron Rodgers' season and Robbie Gould getting the 49ers slash the San Francisco Bears to the NFC Championship game.
Kick was down the middle and good!
That sounds pretty good. But if we're really going to enjoy Jimmy Garoppolo bringing the Niners back, the guy who grew up a Bears fan, if we're really going to enjoy that, if we're going to enjoy Robbie Gould being the one that puts the dagger in the Packers, I feel like we could play around with this a little bit. Herbie, what you got?
It's a snap, high snap, placement made, kick end over end.
To the uprights by Robbie Gould, and the kick is good!
The San Francisco 49ers advance.
This is the end of the game.
With a 13-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers.
If you didn't hear, what we decided to do is, I mean, the kick was good as gold, right? Why not let Jeff Joniak make the call? Running for him again.
It's a snap, high snap, placement made, kick end over end.
To the uprights by Robbie Gould, and the kick is good!
The San Francisco 49ers advance.
This is the end of the game.
With a 13-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers.
Highlights courtesy of WTMJ, KNBR, our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780, and 105.9 FM. Fox, in Fox. Wasn't that gratifying? All we needed was a Jeff Joniak fade to black in there. That's all we needed. I saw our buddy Michael David Smith of Pro Football Talk. He had posted a picture. The quote is up on the Wiener Circle marquee. Bleep the Packers from Jimmy G. And he said he talked to a friend who grew up a Bears fan and said this is the biggest win since 1985. Now, I disagree with that, but I understand the sentiment of it. It's like what happened in April when we were getting to the draft and hearing that there was discord in Green Bay and the day of the draft. And then you have Aaron Rodgers talking about leaving Green Bay and then the Bears drafting Justin Fields. It felt like a party. It felt as if there was some detente between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers leading into this game. That things seemed to be better, and maybe he goes back there. By the way, I'm not going to allow him to talk about, I don't want to be in a rebuilding situation. Dude, you were on a team that blew by its division, was the number one seed in the NFC. Had the game at home against a much lower seeded team. A team that won in an upset and you still lost. How much on a platter do people have to put this for you to walk into a situation? You have the best receiver in football on your team and a defense that played great on Saturday night. You know who didn't play great? You, buddy. I know that there's a lack of mirrors in your house. But if you're looking for a reason why the Packers aren't playing this weekend, all you have to do is go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. Like Matt Nagy looking for the why is right there. It was you. Don't blame this on Gutekunst. Don't blame this on the city of Green Bay. Don't blame this on your teammates. Blame it on yourself. Hope that we brought some warmth to a cold Chicago day with some schadenfreude. Big Ann Heron joins me next to talk about everything that happened this past weekend in what people are dubbing the greatest weekend of football. I can't argue with them. It's next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.